Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
It's Trish Hammond here again, and I'm from the Aesthetics Uncensored podcast. And today I'll be speaking with Dr. David Kosenko, who is the owner of Impress Cosmetic Medicine in Victoria. He's also the director of Tea Tree Family Doctors, which is also in Victoria, and he's the vice president of the Cosmetic Physicians College of Australia. And today we will be talking about Cyton's BBL. So welcome, Dr. Kosenko.
Hi, Trish. Lovely to speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you too. I always love talking to you. So today I'm excited to learn more about the BBL and how wonderful it is in your clinic. Sorry. So first of all, tell us a bit about you. I know we've spoken on this podcast a couple of times before, but I love the fact that, you know, you love what you do. You know what I mean? Like you live, breathe and sleep, you know, aesthetics and, you know, cosmetic medicine and all that sort of thing. So first of all, why did you head down that path when you were starting your career as a doctor?
So I guess I evolved into cosmetic and aesthetic medicine. I graduated in 1987, but I only started doing aesthetics in about 2007, having done quite a few different sort of things in the past, areas of special interest. But it came out of a necessity, I guess, in general practice, and that I was seeing a lot of people with common skin conditions, and I realised that in general practice it wasn't managed particularly well, and a lot of general practitioners didn't know a lot about dermatology and more so aesthetic medicine, and the waiting time simply for people to get in to see a dermatologist was getting longer and longer and longer. So decided to learn a little bit more, and one thing led to another. You know, started with looking at cosmeceutical products to help improve the skin, and one of the first conditions I was looking to try and improve was rosacea, and then it evolved into using injectables, both wrinkle relaxers and dermal fillers, and over the last few years our practice has evolved really into having a lot more energy-based devices, and the focus of a lot of our treatments comes down now to skin quality and skin appearance. So it's been a journey along the way, and I'm still learning, still evolving what we do and the things we offer, and enjoying it immensely. It's a great source of pleasure, very satisfying work.
Yeah, I think it's great when you've got a job where you just make people feel better about themselves. You know, like there's a lot to be said for that, because not all medical is like that, hey?
Yeah, for sure. It's really nice to see people who want to come and see you are looking for your advice and assistance with particular concerns, and then being able to deliver. Obviously can't always do that, and sometimes you need to refer on or tell people that you can't correct a particular problem, but a lot of the time, you know, people don't really know what can be achieved, and they come looking for advice really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. You don't know, you may think you know what you need, but you really only know what you want. You want the outcome. So what you need is you need people such as yourself to sort of say, okay, well, if this is actually the outcome, what you want, this could be what you actually need. Because I've seen it time and time again where people will think, oh, I need to go and have, you know, laser to fix this, when it's probably not really, it's probably where they need to have, you know, broadband light or, you know, IPL. Whatever, to fix something where they think it's a hardcore laser. So yeah, you do need to align yourself with a clinic that can help you to achieve those outcomes. So tell us, with the Cyton BBL, tell us a bit about it, because I know that you've had it in your clinic for a few years, and I know it's a bit of a workhorse for you and you use it all the time. So why BBL? Like, what is broadband light? Because I know, like, I've heard of intense pulse light that I kind of semi understand. But BBL is kind of like a new terminology. So can you explain that to us a bit?
Sure. BBL, or broadband light, is a form of intense pulsed light, or IPL. It's a proprietary technology that's owned by Cyton from the United States. And I guess the important thing is to differentiate IPL and BBL from laser. So a laser is a uniform wavelength of light, whereas broadband light or IPL is produced by a flash lamp, which is a whole range of wavelengths, which are then passed through a filter. So the basic technology is different between the two, but I find that people that come to see me will often use the word laser for all forms of light energy treatment. And that's not entirely correct, or it's not correct. So broadband light is, I guess, a form of IPL, and like I said, it's technology that's owned by Cyton.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know you've had it for a few years, and this podcast comes off the back of you, because you've been obviously treating Megan for a little while. And Tegan Martin for, I mixed the two together, didn't I? Tegan Martin for a little while, and she loved the treatment so much that, you know, she wanted to talk about it. So it's not like, what I'm trying to say is, it's something that you kind of need to do on a regular basis. If you're getting, like, if you're getting age spots, you know, you might want to get them removed, and then like 2 years down the track, you might think, oh wow, there's a bit of pigment here, I can do it again. Or you might have a facial vein, or, you know, just for aging skin really as well. Am I right? Like, it's a treatment that you can have quite often, is what I'm trying to get across.
You can, if you wanted to, you could have a BBL treatment on a monthly basis. So you can really have it very often. It depends on what you're aiming for. I guess I'll just backtrack a little bit. I guess at our practice over the years, we're very slow to introduce energy-based devices because we want to have a really good understanding of the sort of treatments people were looking for. And with the people that come to see me, they had concerns such as pigmentation or redness or skin quality or lines and wrinkles. And the one thing in common with the majority of them was that none of them wanted to have a treatment that had any significant downtime. And by downtime, I really mean more than one day at most. So they really wanted to be able to have access to treatments that were effective, that they could have that day, and preferably no one would know they'd had a treatment afterwards. And so the sort of treatments we've decided to offer at our practice really fall into that mold a lot. So BBL works really well in that area, because we can do the majority of our BBL treatments, and people will leave that, they can leave at 3 o'clock and go out to dinner at 5 o'clock, and no one knows they've had a treatment. The one exception is if you're treating pigmentation. If people have a lot of pigmentation, it does darken up initially after a treatment, and that can take up to a week to 10 days, I guess, to shed, but it's quite easy to cover with appropriate makeup. So that's the one area where we do have some downtime with the BBL treatments. But I've forgotten what the question was now, Trish. I sort of went off on my own little tangent there.
Yeah, I guess it was about the fact that, you know, you can do lots of different things with it, and the fact that you can have it done regularly. Because, like, I know, for example, my girlfriend's had it done, and a year or so down the track, she's like, oh, I want a bit of a refresh, so I'm going to go and have some more BBL, you know, because she's got like another little mark here and there, and, you know, she's like, another BBL, and that made me just think, oh, so it's something that you can actually have done regularly.
For sure. Thank you for reminding me. So the other thing I want to talk to you about BBL is that you can divide it into corrective treatments and maintenance treatments. So corrective treatments might be because someone's got rosacea and they get a lot of flushing in their face, so they've got facial veins and blood vessels, small ones that they see and they'd like to improve the appearance of. Or, you know, they've got some loose skin in the neck and they'd like to have it tightened, and you can do a skin tight treatment with BBL. Or, as I've mentioned previously, they've got some pigmentation that they want to improve. So they're corrective treatments. But the other thing that really attracted me to Cyton's BBL is the concept of the Forever Young program, which is really a maintenance program. And Patrick Bitter in the USA did some studies and published the findings in 2012. He studied it through Stanford University, and they were able to show that with regular broadband light treatments, they were able to trigger some genetic changes. And that was very exciting. It's a bit complicated, I guess, to try and explain in detail, but in a nutshell, the way I explain to people is that the broadband light can actually turn on some of the genes associated with skin repair, mm-hmm. which we often see a lot in youth. You know, young people and children have skin that repairs beautifully, that tend to get turned off as people get older. And so that may be why people may heal more slowly as they get older. And broadband light can help to reverse this. So whilst I've only been using BBL for, say, 3 to 4 years, and I don't have the long-term results to show, out of the States, they've got some amazing pictures where people's skin looks better 10 or 12 years down the track than it did at the start. You know, there's less sun damage, there's less pigmentation, there's less redness. You know, the skin glows, it's got that luminescence and that youthful look to it. So that was a very exciting prospect with Cytron's BBL. And to be honest, that's what most of the people that come to see me and have BBL decide they want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, initially they'll come in for a corrective treatment and we'll talk about the Forever Young program. They say they see the improvement in their skin and they're sold. They just want to keep going with it.
Yeah. Well, look, I see photos all the time where, you know, someone has a photo done, you know, now, and then they compare it to a photo from 10 years ago, and it blows my mind because you would think it would go the opposite way, but it's true. The skin looks clearer. It looks lighter, smoother, you know, all those things. So, you know, I know what you're saying is 100% true because I've actually seen it with my own eyes.
And I guess the thing that is becoming more appealing is it doesn't involve any drugs, medications, injections, putting anything on or in your body other than light. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are finding that very appealing, that they can improve their long-term appearance by using something like light, which is perceived as being something very natural, as opposed to other things. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a bit of a movement towards that sort of treatment. People are really enthused by that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And so with the Cytron Dual BBL, it's kind of like there's also the this is coming from a non-professional, you know, way of saying this, but it's kind of connected up with it kind of connects up the BBL and the laser together where you can do other treatments as well. Hey, if someone wanted a laser treatment, is that right? So like the Dual is the platform, and then correct me if I'm wrong, please. And then you've got the BBL and you've got the NDAG laser. That's the two different kind of elements that can do.
Correct.
Awesome.
So the Dual is a platform device, and with our Dual platform, we don't do hair removal, but we could. You can also treat acne using BBL technology. I mentioned skin tight before, which is a skin tightening process using BBL technology. And we decided to get the NDAG laser, which is a vascular laser in our hands primarily for vessels that are a little bit resistant to BBL. So if there's a vessel that's a bit deep in the skin, then the NDAG laser may be better. So it just complements what we do with BBL. But to be honest, I don't use it that often, especially in comparison to the amount of work we do with the BBL. Mm-hmm. The BBL seems to cover most things for us.
Yeah. So with the BBL, like we'll run through the treatments that you can do, but what about skin types? Because I've always stayed away from IPLs because I remember at one stage I was told that I shouldn't have it because my skin is too dark because I'm a Fitzpatrick 4. But then I've also been told, oh, no, in the right hands you absolutely can have it done. So do you have a range of, like, can you treat all skins with it, or would be certain darker skins that you perhaps wouldn't use it for?
I guess the simple answer is yes, you can. Oh, what I'll say is you can treat most skin types. I will regularly treat up to skin type 4 or 5. So that would be your dark Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, Indian, even Asian skin types. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really how well it works and how likely you are to get complications really depends on how you do it and the expertise of the person using the device. Because you can injure people with BBL if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But I'm just trying to think, it would have been only 2 days ago that I had a lady with a Malaysian background who had some freckling over her face, and we've been treating her for about 2 years with BBL, and she's had no complications, and, you know, we have no problems treating her skin, but we do prep her skin beforehand for 2 weeks and then make sure that she's not doing anything that we don't want her to do in that lead-up time. Do the treatment with a specific protocol for that skin type, and then keep her using topical treatments afterwards to ensure that she doesn't get any rebound pigmentation, for example, or any problems.
Yeah.
But you can treat a huge range of skin types, easily skin type 1 to 5, which leaves really just the darkest skin people out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'd say I don't do that is because those sort of people don't come to see me. So it's not been something that I've been challenged by in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, like where it says it can treat conditions like, you know, aging skin, like
mm-hmm.
how does that work? I mean, how can broadband light treat the aging skin? Like what does it do? Does it make it tighter or, you know, and is it instant or does it take a couple of weeks to take effect? Or how does that actually work just for like aging skin, say, for example?
Trish, you're asking so many fantastic questions. I love it.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of myself here. I'm being really selfish.
Okay, so if we think about a baby, their skin has a beautiful glow to it. The colouring is uniform. There's no blotchiness. There's no pigmentation. There's no redness. Sure, there are no wrinkles, but sometimes there are lines that people try to get rid of in, you know, the cosmetic industry, like the lines down from the side of the nose, the nasolabial lines. Some babies have nasolabial lines, but we wouldn't ever say that the baby looked old because of them. Then if I get you to imagine older skin, so, you know, someone that's in their 50s, let's say, the skin has lost a lot of that youthful glow. It doesn't reflect light the same way. There is perhaps some redness or red blotches here or there. There's often round pigmentation and sunspots. Obviously, there's more lines and wrinkles. But what we've found is that by treating those 50-year-olds with that skin, and I call it dyschromic, the colouring is not even at all, and you lose that youthful reflectance of light.
Mm-hmm.
By using something like BBL and getting rid of the redness, getting rid of the pigmentation, and making the tone more uniform and getting the skin to reflect light better and the pore size smaller, you just get this more youthful appearance. Because I think there's a lot more to picking whether someone's old or not than just lines and wrinkles, which is traditionally, I guess, what people may have thought about when you thought about wrinkle injections or dermal fillers. Mm-hmm. It's often about skin quality, you know, or colour of your hair or things like that, clothes, the way you wear your clothes, how you wear your makeup and those sorts of things. So there's a lot of other things that go into it. And BBL just improves the quality of your skin. And yes, you can get some skin tightening. It's not the best device to do that necessarily. You have to pick your patient carefully and make sure they understand what you're trying to achieve. You know, it's not going to give you the same result as a facelift or some other treatments perhaps, but there are certainly some skin tightening qualities you can get from it.
Yeah. So basically it's improving the condition of the skin, which is where the aging comes back. Because you're right, it's not necessarily loose skin. Sometimes it's just crappy skin that makes you look older. But
it
when
looks
it's got that
dull.
Yeah, but when it's got that smooth, like you said, that reflective look, I love that look, you know, that really shiny, healthy, glowy kind of look.
Yep. Awesome. Absolutely. And one of the reasons I really love BBL is that you asked about how many treatments you need. In my hands, in my experience, I think you get about a 70% improvement after one treatment.
Wow.
And then it builds on after that. So you get good bang for your buck. You can really see the improvement in the skin after one treatment. And that's what people love about it. And that's why they keep coming back, because they can see the improvement. They can feel the improvement. People will often comment. You know, one of the common things that I see with women is they'll come in and they'll have some redness or pigmentation. They say to me after a treatment, the thing I love the most is that I can leave the house without putting any makeup on. I don't need to have a concealer or foundation because my skin looks so much better. They can, obviously, if they want to, but they don't have to. And they really love that, especially when they're going into their 40s, 50s and older.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense. And so it also treats rosacea. So how does that work? Like, is that like a routine treatment that you would do, or?
It is. We do a lot of rosacea treatments. Now, first thing I want to say is that we don't cure rosacea. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can't cure rosacea as a skin condition. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the problems that you get with rosacea is due to inflammation within the skin. And that can lead to redness. It can lead to spots on the skin that look very much like acne or pimples. And it can also lead to just a generalized redness. And so people may flush or blush a lot because of they've had some alcohol, some spicy food, or they've exercised, or they get hot. And, you know, that sort of flushing and blushing can be so severe that people will ask them about it when they're in social settings, and can be quite embarrassing. And so they're the aspects of the rosacea that we can treat with BBL. We can reduce that redness. We can reduce that likelihood of flushing. So again, it gets back to turning the skin back to a more uniform color that looks more luminescent, and it's not just red. And along with that, you can also get rid of quite a lot of those inflammatory nodules or those little acne type spots as a result. Mm-hmm. So whilst we can't cure rosacea, and this is one of those situations where I recommend that people will have ongoing follow-up treatments, we can certainly make it a lot better and much easier to live with, as long as people want to keep taking care of their skin and are happy to keep having the treatments.
Yeah, right. And I've been blown away by that sort of thing, because, like, I've known a lot of people that have had rosacea, and then you just think, oh, because I heard ages ago, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you just got to live with it. And it's not true. Like, that's actually quite mind blowing. It's like, no, it's not true. You can actually help it.
And this comes back to the comment I made earlier, Trish. Rosacea was the reason I got into aesthetics in the first place. That was the thing that was, that's very poorly understood in general practice, or it was 15 years ago, and was not managed very well. And like you say, people get told, well, it's rosacea, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's not right. You can do a lot for rosacea, and, you know, it can make the difference between someone having the confidence to go out and not worry about what their skin looks like, or, you know, the other extreme where they don't want to go out because they're embarrassed about how they look.
Mm, totally. And, you know, we were talking about pigment before, and I guess I know it's different to age spots, but we might as well talk about them both together because it's similar, I guess. I know, to me it's similar, they're both dark spots. When you're treating pigment, you were saying that you may have a couple of days, you know, where it comes out darker because you're actually kind of attacking that pigment, and it kind of breaks down over those five or so days, and then it just disappears.
Sure.
Well, how do you make sure that the skin underneath is, you know, how do you make sure it's all an even color when you're treating for pigment, or do you just, is that a bad question? Just
No, I reckon that's a good question. You're going to make me think about this one. So the way BBL works for pigmentation, again, I like to try and simplify things. The broadband light, the wavelength of light that we use is attracted to or focused upon the pigment. And the pigment in the skin, whether it's sunspots or freckles or whatever it is, is produced by melanin, which is the thing that makes our skin tan. So the broadband light will fracture the pigment into smaller particles, which then allows the immune system, white cells, to come and gobble it up and take it away. But it also means that as the skin grows and the top layers of skin are shed, it sheds off the top as well. So it's preferentially drawn to the darker pigment than the pale skin around. Mm-hmm. So if I do broadband light to someone who has pale skin with no pigmentation, you're not going to depigment their skin and it's not going to look abnormal. And similarly, if I treat someone with, you know, pale background with freckles and spots on it, we'll do a multi-pass sort of technique where we do a base treatment to all of the skin, and then we'll target the specific pigment spots with extra broadband light pulses to try and preferentially get rid of those as well. Mm-hmm. And that's where technique and knowledge of how to use the device comes into it. I mean, we will use multiple passes with relatively low intensity. We don't need to use any topical local anesthetic. We've never had anyone not be able to tolerate the treatment. And it's the secret in many ways is being able to get enough energy into the skin without sort of giving it one blast with one shot. And that's when you can risk things like burns and adverse other adverse outcomes. So it all comes down to technique in many ways, but you can do it without too many different problems. You can get rid of the spots without affecting the background skin, I guess, the answer to your question.
Yeah. And I guess, like you said before, you're continuously learning. Hey, so, you know, the more you use it, I guess you might, you know, think, oh, I've just learned something new today as well because of someone, you know, because of someone's particular skin type. I guess that's how it works.
And I was fortunate enough to be taught and mentored by Patrick Bitter in the United States, who's sort of nicknamed the godfather of BBL.
Yeah. Amazing.
And he's, you know, I had this really steep learning curve and a real shortcut and insight into some of his techniques. And it takes time to do it. It's not necessarily the quickest way to use the device or the equipment, but you without a doubt get the best results without, you know, the risk of complications. Well, there is always a risk, but with minimal risk of complications.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the BBL Hero, because, like, I've been watching, you know, I've watched videos, I've seen it when it first got released and all that sort of thing, and I always thought that there was, once again, no solution for I'll just use an example of the décolletage, for want of a better word, or sorry, if that is the right word, you know, from the neck down to, you know, where your boobs are, say, for example, if you're a woman, that's the décolletage. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? Yeah. And I've always had friends saying, oh, what can I do about my neck? And it's like, you just need good skincare. But that's not actually true, because I've actually been blown away by the before and after results that I've seen of a BBL treatment on that chest area. And it only takes minutes. Like, it's not, you don't have to go in there and spend hours. It's just like, you know, it's just a treatment that you go in a couple of minutes and, you know, like, I think the video that I watched, it was like the whole body was done in like just a matter of minutes.
Yeah. So there's two parts to this question. So remind me if I get off track again, Trish, we'll talk about BBL for the body first, then we'll talk about BBL Hero. Mm-hmm. So BBL, one of the great things about BBL, again, another aspect of the technology that attracted me to the Cyton device was that you can use it basically anywhere on the body. And we will routinely treat the backs of the hands, the forearms, the neck, the décolletage, really wherever you've got sun damage, you can use BBL. Now, with the traditional BBL, I treat all of those areas and we get great results. So there is no reason why someone with a Cyton Joule or Cyton BBL device can't treat those areas. BBL Hero is the latest evolution of BBL, and it's really a high energy, rapid output device. The handpiece looks the same, but it will fire much more rapidly. And I mentioned to you a moment ago that we use a multiple pass technique where we have lower settings and makes it very tolerable and we don't use local anesthetic. I guess Hero takes it the next step where each individual pulse is lower still, but it's the pulses occur much, much more rapidly. And so that's what gives people the ability to do it at speed. So because you're having very rapid output, you can basically sweep it over a large area like the chest or forearm or whichever area you're treating, and you get many pulses down in a shorter period of time. So yes, BBL can treat any part of the body. Traditional BBL can do it, and BBL Hero can do it. And BBL Hero, I guess, is the latest evolution, and it's very exciting technology.
Mm, totally. I love the fact that you can treat, because I've watched it in action and I've just been blown away. It's just like you pretty much just pass it all over the body and it's done, like, you know, it just goes through and do the whole body. And the fact that there's no striping or stamping, because I've seen those results where people have done IPL and end up with striping or stamping. You know, I've seen some horrific results of that. So there's no, that doesn't happen. The fact that it's comfortable as well, like, you know, not jumping off your seat and, you know, practically dying, thinking, oh God, I'm never going to have that done again. The fact that it's comfortable for the patient, and also the fact that there's no downtime. I love that.
Yep. Stamping and striping, in my opinion, shouldn't occur. I believe that's operator dependent. Look, whether you're using a stamping technique, and by that I mean where you put the BBL handpiece in one spot and fire it, and then you move it and put another spot and fire it, or whether you use a motion technique where you're getting continuous pulses of light, you should be able to get equivalent outcomes. So I believe that it comes down again to having incorrect settings initially. You know, striping can be avoided by having a little bit of overlap between each shot. And if your settings are not too high, you can easily overlap 10 or 20% of the previous pulse without causing any complications or side effects. Mm-hmm. And then if you do multiple passes, say, imagine one pass on the face, you go vertically, another one, you go horizontally, you're going to cover all the skin. So there's no skin untreated. So you shouldn't get striping. Mm-hmm. But it's where people try to do it more quickly with higher settings, and they're trying to be very, very careful not to get any overlap where you can get that sort of outcome. I mean, we look to get overlap. We want to make sure when we use BBL that we cover the entire skin surface, because you get a better result. But like I said, traditionally it's taken longer to do that because you need to fire many, many more pulses. You know, if I treat a face, I might do up to 400 or 500 pulses on a face. And with Hero, it can be double that. So when you think about it in those terms, it's not that surprising that we can get great results without getting those sort of side effects or complications.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess I probably should point out that the fact that the Hero, the BBL Hero, actually stands for, the HERO stands for High Energy Rapid Output. So it's basically...
Correct.
Kind of like IPL on steroids, I guess, for want of a better word, and quicker and whatnot.
The big difference between Hero and standard BBL is it's a motion technique, and that's been evolving with the Cyton platform for a while. So the first technologies to use a motion technique with a hair removal and also skin tight. So the traditional dual platforms from the last few years have all had that ability to do that rapid output pulses and motion technique for those two purposes.
Yeah.
Hero brings it out now to traditional BBL as well. So you're using that same motion technique that we've used for other things, but we're also using it for redness, or you can use it for redness and pigmentation now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, apart from the fact that I could talk to you all day, I learn so much when I speak to you. I want to ask you about the age thing, because like in my mind, Tegan's really young, and mm-hmm. is there an age minimum age and a maximum? Like, is there an age bracket that you can, you know, do the BBL on? Or from what I can see, not really. And if so, can you expand on that for us a little bit?
Sure. So there's more of a younger age than an upper age limit, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are young and have what we'd call flawless skin, who don't have any pigmentation, don't have any redness, the skin glows beautifully, and they don't need to wear makeup. Whilst something like Forever Young is great at maintaining that appearance in the longer term, they're not going to get that initial wow from the first treatment because you're not correcting something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, men and women that I treat, will be 40s, 50s and 60s. And a lot of them have spent quite a lot of time in the sun. And so there's a lot that you want to correct. And with those people, you get a real wow factor after a couple, one or two treatments. And they can see the improvement they've got, and then they want to continue with it. And as far as upper age goes, I think, you know, the oldest lady I've treated with BBL would be in her early 80s.
Wow.
Because it still works for them. It doesn't rely on you know, stimulating collagen production as much as some of the other treatments do. You're actually targeting different things. You know, you're targeting the blood vessels and the pigmentation. So you can still get great results even in the older age groups.
Yeah. That's true, because I've seen so many people that are older that could actually really benefit from this, because the thing is, I think it's a real preventative as well. I don't know if that's the right word, but preventative, because once you've got rid of that, you know, that age spot or that dark spot or whatever, like, you don't know that, but that could turn into something if you don't actually get rid of it. Or am I right? I'm presuming here.
That's true. But the other thing, I guess, that's really important to highlight to your listeners is that if someone has some pigmentation, whether it's on their face or their chest or their hands or their arms or wherever it is, it's really important to make sure that it's not a skin cancer, in particular a pigmented skin cancer like a melanoma in the first place, because BBL will take them out of that and it can delay the diagnosis.
Yeah.
You know, as doctors, we rely on pigment patterns often to diagnose a melanoma. And if someone's treated it with a laser or a BBL device or IPL or whatever it is and removed that pigmentation, it makes initial diagnosis really difficult and sometimes impossible. Mm-hmm. So if someone has pigmentation that they would like to improve or get rid of, it's really important to have the skin check for skin cancers. And that's where my general practice work comes in really handy, because I do a lot of skin cancer work in general practice. I do skin mm-hmm. checks on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very comfortable in assessing people's skin. But if you're seeing someone who does not do that for your BBL, it's really important to have a skin check first, because the last thing you want to do is delay the diagnosis of something like a melanoma. That could be an absolute tragedy.
Yeah. Yep, no, I totally agree 100%. And that's what that's one of the other things I love about this as well, is the fact that it's you just don't know, you know, what could be under there. You know what I mean? So this is a way of just making sure that you're clean, your skin's clear and clean all the time, and you look great. Like the results that I've seen of the luminosity of the skin once you've had, you know, the BBL Hero. BBL treatments, they're just, you know, like it's actually quite mind blowing. And you're right, it's without having to have injectables. I mean, you can do all that stuff as well, but, you know, it's just about skin condition, which is, you know, it's number one priority, I think. Make sure the skin looks and feels great, was in great condition.
Absolutely. And if people are interested in having a look at befores and afters, they can go to our Instagram page, which is impress_skin. And we've got a collection of befores and afters for redness and pigmentation mm-hmm. that people can have a look at. And the only photos I put up are people that I treat personally. And
yeah.
it's not quite a random collection, I guess. You know, you do have to ask people for their permission to be able to use their images and things mm-hmm. like that. But they're very typical of the sort of results we get. So sometimes people can be a little bit I guess suspicious of some of the things they see, advertised on the web or in the media or whatever. But, you know, if they're interested to see typical results, they're more than welcome to have a look at our Instagram page.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that. And it's true, there's so many before and after amazing shots of BBL, especially, and the ones that impress me are those, the décolletage ones. They're just mind-blowing, really. It's like, whoa.
With women, you know, the face is actually often protected because you wear mineral sunscreens and makeup, and there is an SPF factor in a lot of those things. But they often forget to protect their chest, mm-hmm. the backs of the hands, legs below the knees. They're all the areas that I tend to see a lot of sun damage doing my skin checks and also in my cosmetic practice as well.
Yeah, amazing.
And we can improve those areas. We can treat them.
Yeah, you don't have to put up with it. Don't put up with it if you don't have to. Awesome. Well, look, I got to say thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time, because I know you're really busy, and I really, really appreciate the fact that you'd take time out of your day to share this so that we can, you know, share it with our listeners as well. So I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And I'm glad that you asked me to talk about BBL. It's one of my favourite treatments. We do a lot of BBL treatments, and once people have it, they love it. They keep coming back to have it because, you know, the results they get are great. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sold on BBL, and I love providing the treatments, and people that come and see me love having them done.
Yeah, well, it works. It's quick, it's easy, and there's no downtime. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for asking me, and it's lovely to talk to you again, Trish.
My pleasure. And listeners, look, if you do want to check out the work that Dr. Kosenko does, you can go to his website, which is impresscosmeticmedicine.com.au, and from there you can actually go to his Facebook or his Instagram. But otherwise, yeah, just put the hashtag in and you'll find a heap of stuff on BBL by Cyton. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kosenko.
Thanks again, Trish.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram @AestheticsUncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.